parents who have kids are preparing to for the school year, so they might be taking advantage of a little extra sleep before the school. When does the school start? 2 weeks? Huh?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So they might be here in the second service, I hope. Well, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for everyone who pinched in for VBS this past week. It was Monday through Friday. It was an excellent time. The kids had a lot of fun, and the adults had a lot of fun. I don't know if you caught to see the pictures that have been posted, but we're going to hear more about it in a little bit here. I'm just going to go through very quick through some announcements here. Don't forget that today is nursing home, 2:30 at the Manor Care. If you want to work to help, kind of form a crowd and sing and witness, 2:30, the first Sunday of the month. I just want to say again that, you know, we do usher to a population that during the week they just by themselves, a lot of them, and they need to see a smile. They need to see somebody singing with them, and they love it. And the best part of it is, you know, we have the chance, the doors are open for us to communicate and to talk about Jesus to them. And some of them do not know Jesus, so this is a great, great outreach. And also next Saturday, we have the homeless ministry, which is, we pair with another church, so it's the second Saturday of the month. And see Susan Wilson if you have any questions about it and where it is, but the address is here in the bulletin. We also have the seniors, they're going to be meeting on August 16. You know, those of you who are 40 years or over, you know, you can join that meeting. I'm just kidding. I think we're still sleeping here. I am one of them. And I just want to kind of emphasize on the outreach that we have coming up in the community across the street here. You know, Pastor Robbie and Pastor Sidney came to us, and one of their strengths and one of their desires that the Lord had put in their heart is to outreach. You know, we have a church now. We've been here for 3 years. We have everything set up, the sound, the music and everything. It is time for us to go out there and spread the word. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, God had blessed this church tremendously. But in this particular case, you know, Pastor and Pastor Sidney came, and they came without heart, with a lot of energy. They have 5 kids, but they're going around the clock like they were kids, you know. And along with that, you know, God had blessed us with a lot of gifts, you know, through Pastor Robbie and friends that he knows and people that they know. A person donated one or two bun houses, something like that, right? So we have that now part of the church. And we also got a trailer donated where we can put all this stuff in there. We also have just recently a popcorn machine and a cotton candy machine. So, and I just want to emphasize that, you know, the Lord is equipping us. And we need to pray, because we need to equip our hearts. So when we go out there, they can see the love of Jesus in us. So I encourage you guys on August the 18th, if you want to be part of that, you know, you can reach out to Pastor, and he will give you the details. We already had a meeting. I don't know if there's going to be another meeting on that, but reach out to him, because this is important. This is going to set, you know, our church presence in the community, and I think it's just a great thing to do. This is what the Lord wants us to do, so we have to do it, okay? Well, without further ado, I'm going to have Pastor come up. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. I'm going to have the ushers come on. We'll take up our tithes and offerings this morning. And I just want to encourage you to be faithful. Amen. How many of you know God's been faithful to us? And he asked for us to be faithful back. It's a commandment. And sometimes we're good at it and sometimes not so good. But let me just encourage you today. Amen. Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity to be here and continue to worship you in our giving. And God, we pray over this offering this morning that you would bless it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. I tell you, we're going to just take a few moments. And this past week, you know, was my first opportunity and Sydney's first opportunity to be part of VBS here at Life Point Church, and there was a great group of team and a great leadership for for what took place here. And I think we should celebrate that this morning. I think we should celebrate them. Jesus said in the Word, and we forget, he said, "Suffer not that those little children come unto me." And, I mean, he was very strong and specific about dealing with children and how the church deals with children. And so I'm just going to take a moment right now. We're going to watch a video. You're going to see some highlights of the week. They were all highlights. There were some of the stuff, some of the characters in there that are dressed up. You're not allowed to laugh at them because they couldn't help it. God asked them to dress up, and we did. And so if you laugh, you got to come next year and dress up yourself, right? So I'm going to just ask them to run this video real quick, and then we'll come back to you. don't you give our team a big hand? I tell you, I want to say thank you for everyone who served. The theme was Rome, and basically the story was, you know, the whole church was turned upside down to a marketplace, to the food from the times and the clothing. But it was really a great illustration of the story of the church. With Paul's imprisonment and then the underground church and how the New Testament church started. It was really cool, and we had a blast. But at this time, I'd like to invite Lisa and her husband to come up here real fast. Both of them. I don't know if they want to, but they are. They're going to have a little dance I want them to do for everybody. No, but I don't know exactly how many years. Lisa, you'll have to tell me when you get up here exactly how many years you've been doing VBS here. Do you know? Third or fourth, and y'all give these guys a big hand, seriously. I mean, it's one thing to see, like, every night that you come up here and work, and everybody sees that, but nobody saw the work that went into this prior to it, or the work probably that's still left to be done to put everything up and all the stuff. But we just want to say thank you and just have a gift for you and your husband. And thank you so much for what y'all did. We appreciate it so much. And you guys did an awesome job.
Thank you so much.
You guys stand up and give them a hand real fast, guys, please. Thank you so much. You can go on the website and catch some of the pictures and look real close at some of the characters in there. It's kind of funny. But it was good. Anyway, I want to get back to the last two parts of our message, our series we've been on with the Holy Spirit, and today is the one, like I say this probably every week, but when I think about what God wants to do in our life, and when I think about where the state of the church is and where we find ourselves in our life, I just believe that today can be such an impactful day for somebody. We sing about the Holy Spirit. We sang about the Holy Spirit this morning. We came to the table of the Lord in communion this morning. But what God wants to pour into your life today can change you forever. And I'm gonna tell you I'm gonna start in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Jesus is casting out demons and casting out devils and doing all this stuff and the church people, you know, they start to argue with him. They say, how can you cast out devils? You know, you must be a devil in order to cast out a devil. And he goes through that stuff. And then in Luke chapter 11, verse 24, he makes a statement in a couple of verses here. And I want to just read through it. He says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finds.